I wanted to buy a farm down in the southwest. So at the time, a lot of farmers were getting out of farming because it was very difficult to make money. Anybody with any sense were, you know, going up country, as they called it. And they saw me coming down, and it just didn't compute. They were thinking, you know, a black guy coming down to Devon, this just doesn't make sense. So some people thought I was there to grow drugs. You know, it's like a cover to grow, you know, drugs. But what I see, and this is the thing that I've always held on, is that people who bring about change are outsiders because they think differently. And I thought, oh, there is this gap, and there's an opportunity to bridge this gap. And I thought, well, what I'm going to do is that I'm going to create a food brand, because I'd obviously been in food most of my career, and I'm going to do something that is quintessentially British. Because even though I was born in Jamaica, I mean, I've been in this country since I was 3 years old, and I regard myself to be very British. So I decided, right, I'm going to do something quintessentially British. So I thought, right, I'm going to do a sausage, and I'm going to do a fantastic sausage. And rather than it being an ethnic product, I want it to be an absolute mainstream product. So I found a manufacturer that was going to produce my products. And then the next thing was to come up with the brand name. And I was scratching my head thinking about it. You know, what the hell am I going to call this brand? And then one day it came to me. All of my next door neighbors, a lot of people around there, used to call me the Black Farmer. And I thought, actually, that's a bloody good brand name. Not only is it a really good brand name, but it has jeopardy, because people are not too sure about, is it politically correct? Is it the right thing to say? And also, it has an edge to it. It then creates interest, curiosity about, well, what's going on here? The Black Farmer, what, is he British? Is he American? You know, is he a real person? So even now, people are amazed that the Black Farmer is a real person, because the stereotype in how we operate sometimes does not pay justice to, actually, we live in this very interesting world where people are just really complex than we sort of think. So it challenges perceptions. And that's the thing that always interests me, challenging perceptions.
Listen to the full 30-minute interview in the MindTools Club.